And at this time, we're visiting with Anselmo Myrna head football coach Troy Gilligan, who joins us. Well, coach, first off, congratulations on a two-game winning streak, a big win at home last week against Burwell. I'm sure you're very proud of what your kids were able to accomplish.
Yeah, they came out really good in the first half, but went through the game plan. They executed well. Got to halftime, we kind of came out a little bit sluggish in that second half, but they were really willing to dig deep there in that final fourth quarter and pull out the win.
Coach, we look at your schedule and the way it started. You had a four-game stretch where I swear it was the toughest schedule in the entire state in any class. Three of the four teams you played in that stretch are currently undefeated. The other one might be the best one, and that was Central Valley. Going through that four-game stretch to start the year, talk about keeping your team positive through that stretch, and what did you learn about your team going through that stretch of games to start the year?
Yeah, that's quite a gauntlet to go through where you play four teams, and for the most part, all of them are undefeated, minus the one that lost to the top seed in D1. But, yeah, it was tough. This kind of just makes the boys get down on themselves a little bit. Just keep high praise, let them know that they're a good, solid team. It was a struggle there early on with just four tough opponents and teams that are going to be do well later in the playoffs. But, yeah, it's kind of get down on yourself, but you just got to keep grinding and keep doing little things.
So as you've went through the year, Coach, what area do you think has shown the most improvement for your team since the beginning of the season?
I think confidence is a big one. We had to fill quite a few positions this year, but just you can tell confidence-wise when they're out on the field on a Friday night that they know what they're doing, they know what they need to do, and now you're starting to see them execute a lot better. So,
you talk about execution, and one of the things I've been asking all the coaches as we went through the year, building consistency. I know that's important, being consistent. I know that eliminating turnovers, eliminating pre-snap penalties, that's all a part of it. How do you go about teaching consistency, practicing consistency? Is it mostly just repetition on things in practice, or how do you try to build that as a coach?
Yeah, reps, communication, it's a little bit of everything. We've had some games, especially in those first four, where we'd put a solid half together, whether it be the first half or the second half, and then we'd kind of fall apart in the opposite. Against Central Valley, we came out, played an excellent first quarter, tied after the first quarter, but then we kind of fell apart. And I think you see that with a young team. It's kind of tough to have consistency, especially when you're filling so many gaps, but now we're starting to see that. We're starting to put four-quarter games together, and I think that's just that confidence and then that experience now that we're getting later in the season.
We talked about this coming into the season. You kind of got a short roster, 14 kids. How has that continued to play out for you? I know that sometimes it can make it a little bit difficult, scrimmaging in practice. How have you kind of went through that, and how has that developed for you?
Yeah, it's tough when you can't even put two full teams together. You can't do 8-on-8. A lot of times we'll do some half-line stuff. We'll do some right side stuff first, and then we'll switch, and then we'll do some left line stuff. But the deal, 14 kids, you get plenty of reps, and I think that's good, especially for these younger kids. We can't play JV because we don't have enough, so they're getting those reps in practice, so that's awesome.
Let's talk about your opponent. You take on Twin Loop. I know for us it's really great to have a true area matchup to cover, and I'm sure it's kind of fun for you and the kids too to play someone right within the area. Talk about your preparation for them. What do you see from them? What will be the keys for the Coyotes on Friday?
Yeah, it's always fun to play all that old LVC matchup. You got Sergeant Taylor and then obviously us. They're going to be a downhill. They're going to play aggressive. They're going to play hard. They're well coached, and they're going to grind for four quarters. So we're going to have to really lay down. We're going to have to keep the fundamentals simple, and we're going to have to be willing to grind for four solid quarters.
Coach, it's always good to talk to you. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you for covering.
Coach Gilligan joining us on our pregame show.